ITT Technical Institute, the nation's fifth largest for-profit college, announced today that it is closing all of its campuses across the country and laying off nearly 8,000 employees. ITT's parent company blamed the federal government for the closure after the Department of Education last month banned the school from enrolling students who get federal financial aid that made up the majority of the college's revenue. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what happened here, and was it a surprise?
Was it a surprise? Well, it couldn't have been that big of a surprise because the company, ITT, derives 80% of its cash revenue from federal aid that includes Pell Grants and student loans. And so this was basically the death knell when the Department of Education banned it from enrolling new students who receive federal aid.
And why did the department do that? And by the way, more than a dozen attorneys general across the country have also been investigating the school. What are the concerns about ITT?
Well, the concerns are, one, chronic financial mismanagement, and the second one, questionable recruiting tactics. And the Education Department said in late August that it pretty much lost faith that ITT would survive this audit that it was conducting of it. And that's why it went ahead and banned it from taking new students who rely on financial aid. ITT denies charges against it, said those sanctions are unconstitutional. But they realized that they just couldn't save themselves.
And what happens to all of the students who had been enrolled at ITT? There were still 40,000 students as of June. What happens now with those students and the loans that they may have taken out from the federal government?
Very good question. Now, ITT's CEO spoke with reporters today and said that Daniel Webster College, he gave this as an example, which is one of its brick-and-mortar campuses in New Hampshire, began its fall semester as scheduled, and it's going to remain in operation for now. But for how much longer, who's to know? But, I mean, the implications for taxpayers are pretty tremendous. I mean, we're now on the hook for loans that these students took out to pay for school, and that tab could come to as much as $500 million, though at least $90 million of that could be covered by funds that ITT has already set aside, but still a huge amount of money. This is coming from the Education Department. That said, students who withdrew in the past 120 days, they can have their loans discharged. Again, taxpayers, you know, covering that tab, and they could then restart their college careers from scratch somewhere else.
And there has been a larger crackdown by the Obama administration on for-profit colleges. Schools like the University of Phoenix and Kaplan University have also been investigated. How is the for-profit college industry doing overall outside of ITT, which, as we said, today announced it's closing all of its campuses? How is the industry doing overall, and have the actions of the Obama administration been working?
Well, as a overall, not so well. I mean, this industry has been pretty much shriveling in recent years due to the government crackdown, really cracking down on their aggressive recruiting practices. You also have these days a better job market, and so prospective students are less inclined to sign up for the additional training that these schools tend to offer.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal on the news today that ITT Technical Institute, the fifth largest for-profit college in the country, announced it is closing all of its campuses across the country and laying off nearly 8,000 workers. Jason, we'll keep following this. Thanks.
Thank you.